Oh, hey, Sean, what's up?
What's up, John?
Not much. So our Laurel White is out this week on vacation, and she never lets us have any fun. So this week, we're going to talk about a list of people who might be running for governor, and we're going to have lots of fun.
Oh, I know what would make it really fun.
Huh?
Categories.
Ooh, yeah, dude. Lay it on me.
All right, so categories. Here's one. People that are definitely running for governor will say, all in.
Ooh, all in. You mean like Atlanta-based hip-hop artist Lil Yachty's song, All In?
All in, yeah, I'm all in, I'm all in, all in.
Yeah, pretty much exactly like that. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Good,
I mean,
good. I sort of knew that.
It's on my playlist, my daily playlist.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, so next category. And next song that I listen to all the time probably is technically in. Those people who they're technically candidates for governor, but they haven't exactly said it yet.
Oh, technically running? Like the track Technologic by Electronica Superstars Daft Punk?
Nothing says technically in like Daft Punk.
All right,
It's
number
like you
three.
read my mind on this music. Number three, getting serious. Candidates who are You know, they're not technically in, they're not all in, but they're saying things that make it sound like they're candidates for governor.
When I think about getting serious, I think about 90s Danish hip hop act Cut and Move with their song Get Serious.
It's as simple as that. I don't take no crap.
It's really good, right?
Side question, what did people do before Google and YouTube? I don't know.
They had extensive record collections and like a depth and breadth of pop culture knowledge?
Maybe, yeah. We just Google things. Last category, thinking it over. These are people who, you know, maybe not as super serious, but they haven't ruled out a run for governor.
Yeah. Totally. So you mean something like the 1960s and 70s R&B and soul act, the Delphonics, and their song, Think It Over?
Nothing helps you think it over like a slow jam, dude. It's just what you need sometimes.
Yeah, Laurel would never let us do that.
Yeah, so let's do it because she's gone.
All right, let's do it. This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I'm John K. Wilson.
And I'm Sean Johnson. Let's talk about a long list of people who might or might not be running for governor of Wisconsin.
Bankroll out the bankroll, I spend 7 years later and I got the same thing.
All right, Sean, so the reason we're talking about this week is why?
Well, we have a podcast that we record every week, and we need a topic.
Wait, we do?
Yeah. So we chose this one. No, the news peg this week is that Andy Gronick is running for governor. And
he's a Milwaukee businessman of some sort?
He is, yes. He ran a consulting firm. He actually founded a consulting firm and ran it for a number of years, 25 years, I believe. He fits that mold of the candidate that the party wanted in 2014 with Mary Burke, somebody who can come in and say, I'm not a career politician like Scott Walker. I have made my money. You know, I know how private industry works. I know how to create jobs. Scott Walker hasn't created jobs. You know, I would say the party is happy to have him in the race. He's somebody who could self-fund. This is also a dance that you hear from candidates who have the ability to self-fund. How do they go about that, right? Do they go out and say, like, yes, I'm going to self-fund, and then private donations to their campaign just dry up? Or do they go out there and say, no, I'm not going to self-fund? Well, okay, then I'm not, you know, I, the other Democrat, thinking about getting in this race, I'm not afraid of you, Andy Gronick, you know? So there's, I think it's always kind of a fine line for somebody with the ability to self-fund.
Because often it's not like a long-time elected official that would have the ability to self-fund. I mean, I guess there are some, but like if you're a career politician, you don't have those huge, huge stacks of cash like Lil Yachty or like Andy Gronick. Gronick. Yeah. Is it Gronick or Gronick?
Oh, good point. I probably said it wrong already. It is Gronick.
Gronick.
Andy Gronick.
Yeah.
We are in these early stages of the campaign where broadcast reporters are like, oh, really?
Oh,
we've been saying it wrong. And we have. It's Andy Gronick.
Gronick.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to move on to the Daft Punk category?
We got to do one more all-in candidate.
Oh, really? I thought we only had one.
Yeah, I know. It's other people might think the same thing, but a gentleman named Bob Harlow, I think we have to mention.
Who?
Right. I mean, name recognition is going to be an issue for Bob Harlow and a number of other candidates because you can register to run for governor and not be considered really a full-fledged candidate because you don't have that name recognition or the ability to generate it. But Bob Harlow, we're going to call him all in because mm-hmm. he has both registered for governor and he has come out and said, yeah, I'm running for governor. He's done interviews. He has a campaign website. I know he's running for governor because he left, or somebody for Bob Harlow left literature at my Madison door. Will Bob Harlow be a candidate we're talking about in a few months? Maybe not.
We have two little yachties.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now we have several Daft Punk robots.
Okay, quite a few. Do we need to play a little music bed here?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I think let's start with the name everyone's been talking about, Ramona Whitaker.
No, that's not true.
I meant to say Jeffrey Rumbaugh.
Also no.
Oh. Okay, well, those two candidates, are technically candidates for governor because they have registered as such with Wisconsin's Elections Commission. Mm-hmm. But it does illustrate that we don't know who they are, and they're not getting talked about much because you can't just sign up and become a candidate for governor. Technically, you can. You can get the love of Daft Punk.
Will those names be on primary ballots?
Eventually, you have to go get signatures to run for governor. So there is that barrier. It's a fairly low barrier. I mean, if mm-hmm. you can go out and get signatures to do it, and you and I could run, we could sign up and then just dedicate ourselves to going to the mall every weekend during the signature period.
We're running on an all podcast platform. Every Wisconsinite will listen to podcasts.
A podcast in every pod. A cast in every pod. But that's the barrier is you sign up, you get the signatures, you're mm-hmm. on the ballot. Here's somebody else who's crossed that barrier mm-hmm. but insists that she's not all in yet.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Vinehout, state senator from Alma.
She's
on that list of candidates for governor if you go to the Elections Commission. Mm-hmm. So Kathleen Vinehout told our own Rich Kramer at WPR, quote, "It does allow me to spend money for the race of governor," Vinehout said. "I wanted to make sure," she didn't say Vinehout said, just to be clear. That'd be an interesting way of talking.
She attributes her own quotes to herself.
Vinehout is thinking about it. Quote, "I wanted to make sure that I was legal in recording all of the expenses that I expected to have as I traveled the state making a decision. I expect we move Kathleen Vinehout up to the all-in category in the near future." Mm-hmm. She has done nothing but say things that sound like somebody who is going to be a candidate for governor. She wouldn't have the funding probably that an Andy Gronick mm-hmm. will have. But she's a real candidate. I mean, there is a section of the Democratic base who loves Kathleen Vinehout. When they've done straw polls at the state Democratic Party, she's won them a couple times. Now, that said, that's a small universe of activists, mm-hmm. right? And she didn't do very well in the Democratic primary for governor in the 2012 recall. So, you know, whether she could translate this to a statewide vote, I don't know.
I mean, between 2012 and 2018, though, it seems like with all that has happened, there probably might be a place for more grassroots, farther to the left candidates.
Yeah. And, you know, when she was mulling this before, she said that she could run a campaign with not no money, but less money than, you know, maybe your big, you know, traditional campaigns, that mm-hmm. it would be sort of a low funded campaign and that'd be okay.
Yeah.
But campaigning money still matters. You know, being able to run TV all over the state matters. Mailers, targeting.
Speaking of Daft Punk robots, I think Daft Punk robots with lots of money. Who's the other person in this list?
We're talking about Democrats today primarily. But there is another guy on this list you might have heard of. His name is Scott Walker.
Nope.
He's
Oh, you mean the 1960s and 70s slightly strange pop musician?
It's sort of amazing that that never gets talked about in Wisconsin, that there is this musician, Scott Walker, who's pretty odd at times, in my opinion.
His hourglass in his hand, his sight by his side, the master death, he leads them all.
Anyway.
So
Scott Walker, no, actually, Scott Walker, the guy who's won gubernatorial elections three times.
Oh,
here.
You mean Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
He is the governor of Wisconsin, yes. He is not formally announced that he's running, but he has given he has taken us through that ladder of like, well, why wouldn't I? And I'm ready mm-hmm. to lead. And he's gone through his own little ladder of words that he will use to describe the announcement that we all know is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any doubt, I mean, he has raised $3.5 million this year and has $2.4 million in the bank, which his campaign pointed out on the day that Andy Gronick announced
exactly.
he's running for governor.
It was just like a few minutes later, right? Or like a few hours later where they just released that press release.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they weren't just waiting for that.
They're good at that. Yeah, they just kept that in their back pocket. Like, we know eventually one of you guys is going to get in the race, and we're going to remind the other candidates why they shouldn't. So Scott Walker is running technically. And we await his formal announcement.
And he said that he's basically waiting to finish the state budget process.
Yeah, that could be a while, given the sounds of what leaders are saying in Madison lately. Do you want to move to the next category?
Yeah.
DJ Magic John?
Yes. Wait, what was my next category?
Oh, the next category is getting serious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cut in move. It's like apostrophe N. Cut in move.
That's good.
All caps, apparently, too. So who's all in that troupe?
Yeah, well, when I think of Danish hip-hop, I think of Madison Mayor Paul Soglund.
As do I.
Of course.
As do most people.
He's sounding pretty super serious, and he's one of these candidates who, a lot of these candidates like Andy Gronick have been on the list in some form for a while, and we're just mm-hmm. waiting for the formality and when they announce. And then we had kind of a newcomer to the list recently. Oh, it was around the Democratic Party convention that he announced it. That's mm-hmm. when it first came out. And, you know, at first I didn't know if it was one of those things where like, yeah, well, like everybody, every Democrat, when they're asked, are you running for governor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people approach me to talk about it. But the more I hear Soglund talk, I think he's in the super serious category. I mean, just listen to this from the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm going to read their lead verbatim. Sorry. This is not Paul Soglund speaking. Inching closer to a bid for the state's highest office, Madison Mayor Paul Soglund said he is preparing to both seek re-election and the Democratic nomination for governor. Quote, I'm preparing for both. Soglund told the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board Thursday afternoon, quote, any decision will probably be made sometime around Labor Day. If I run for governor, I'm going to win. Soglund, the city's long-serving mayor, says he's confident about a potential race against Walker based on a poll conducted in May that delivered an encouraging result.
Who did the poll?
He did.
Oh.
He paid for right. it. So he would have to run for mayor. And so governor in November of 2018 and mayor in April 2019.
Hmm.
A little overlap there.
That's a hefty campaign schedule.
It is, yeah. And, you know, if he becomes governor, he might cancel the second one and decide he doesn't need both. But Paul Soglund, sounding like a candidate, just becomes a huge factor. Whether and I mean, Scott Walker heard Paul Soglund might be running for governor, and he said, like, yes, I would like that. I would like to run.
Yeah.
I have run against the mayor of Milwaukee. And it went pretty good for me around the state. And I would like to now run for the mayor against the mayor of Madison. Scott Walker knows that playbook. And so mm-hmm. he likes it. But
and I mean, arguably, he's more of a character even than Barrett is. Barrett is a pretty polished politician, whereas Soglin definitely is a product of Madison.
Yeah.
I think there was, didn't he give Fidel Castro the key to the city at some point?
Right.
I think that got brought up in some Walker fundraising email.
I want to say he pulled on that and that, did like he said that he knows that he's not like so in the Madison bubble that he's not aware that that might be an issue. But yeah, Paul Soglin, if you've ever listened to a Paul Soglin news conference, and I haven't listened to many because I don't cover city government usually, but when I have, he is very happy to offer his thoughts at length on the news of the day and, you know, does not lack confidence.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not that confidence can be translated to a statewide race.
Yeah, but picture a primary, a Democratic primary. He is the mayor of, you know, one of the biggest Democratic vote centers in Wisconsin. And I know in Madison there are Democrats who don't like Soglin. He's not without his critics here, but he wins handily. You know, he's done very well. So right. he's super serious.
Who are some other Danes who like to rap and dance?
It's funny, the Dane. Did you choose Danes?
I
because
did not.
We have like a number of Dane County candidates because here's
I just Googled get serious.
You chose well. Mike McCabe is sounding super serious.
That sounds unfamiliar to me.
Well, if you had been a reporter here a few years earlier, you would have probably called Mike McCabe for a quote on any number of topics. He was head of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a government watchdog group who does, a great job of keeping track of donations to Wisconsin candidates and from Wisconsin donors. So Mike McCabe ran the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign for 15 years. He did have some unsuccessful bids for office in Madison before that. And he actually did work as a staffer for a Republican legislator way back when. So,
is he going to play up the bipartisan angle?
He is. He is. In fact, he won't even say for sure that, you know, under which banner he would run.
House Stark or House Baratheon or...
Yeah. Got to stick with Stark, man. They're in it for the long game here. No, McCabe, he's flirted with running as an independent. But last time I talked to him about that, he said, quote, "I really understand that running as an independent means that you end up spending an awful lot of time trying to convince people that supporting you won't be a wasted vote and that you wouldn't just be a spoiler who would split the change vote out there," McCabe said. And, you know, he sounded like in that interview, like he was leaning towards running as a Democrat. He would be somebody that I think you have to pay attention to in a Democratic primary.
I see. Who else might one need to pay attention to in a Democratic primary or not so much?
Well, we got a couple other names here that are super serious. I'd say Dana Walks,
Democratic state rep.
Yeah. Who I think has been probably was the first candidate to start this I'm flirting with a run for governor thing. It was in the 2016 Democratic State Convention, I think, that Walks was first going around.
Nice to meet you. How's it going? Good to see you.
Yeah, really. That's kind of what he's doing. And he has had a consultant kind of talking up the media like, hey, you guys should talk to Dana Walks. Why? What's he running for? You just talk to him.
Just say hey.
Yeah. So we've kind of graduated past that, and he's very publicly out there campaigning. The thing I can't stop thinking about with Dana Walks is he's got these can koozies that he's always talking about when he goes to these events. Like, you should have a Dana Walks can koozie. Dana Walks
that's
represents
Wisconsin's winning strategy right there.
It's not a bad strategy,
right?
Really. Dana Walks, like Kathleen Vinehout, who is one category above him because she's technically in, but they both would make this pitch to voters that they could help Democrats win by winning Western Wisconsin again. Mm-hmm. That Western Wisconsin used to be a must for Democratic victory, and as those victories have become fewer and farther between. I mean, it's been a while since we've had a Democratic governor. 2016 was what it was. I mean, Republicans won big. Western Wisconsin has left the party. Mm-hmm. And so Dana Walks from Eau Claire can say, I'll bring those voters back to you. And you need somebody like me rather than a Madison mayor, Paul Soglin, or Andy Gronick from Milwaukee. You mm-hmm. need somebody from Western Wisconsin to bring those voters back into the fold.
Hmm. And speaking of non-Western Wisconsin candidates, potential candidates, serious candidates, I think there's one more in this category.
There is. What's his name?
Tony Evers?
No.
Oh, wait, where are we?
It's Matt Flynn.
Oh, all right.
You're just like, let's talk about Evers.
Is Tony Evers in the last one?
Yeah, he isn't.
Is he a Delphonic?
He doesn't make the super serious category. We'll get to Tony Evers all right. in a minute. Matt Flynn makes the super serious all right, this, category because he's saying things that sound like he's going to run. I mean, he's...
Wait, who is he, though?
He's a Milwaukee attorney. He was chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin from 1981 to 85. He told Wisconsin Eye on June 2nd, I'm very seriously considering it. Here's something that I think puts him in the super mm-hmm. serious category. He had a hospitality suite at the state Democratic Party convention this year.
What does that mean?
You didn't just fall out of your chair with like, whoa.
Does he just like, is it like a room with a bucket full of beers and ice and some like a cheese tray?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
he just sits in like a swivel chair and people come in and he's like, hey, what's up?
I doubt he's in a swivel chair. I mean,
like at the Sheraton or something. He's like, yeah, come on up. Room 314.
They hold these state party conventions at hotels with conference rooms, and mm-hmm. you get one of these rooms if you're serious about something, and you host, and you like you meet and greet, and you can make your room fun, you know, like if you're at the Republican convention and you're Sean Duffy, you could have like a lumberjack themed room.
These sound like the least fun things ever.
It's kind of like throwing a prom, you know. You pick a cool theme, come meet Matt Flynn under the sea or something, you know. Under the Stars with Matt Flynn. I don't know. It might have just been a bucket of beer and a swivel chair.
he never even gets up. He just wheels over to people.
This is how much I want to be your governor. Come over here. No, okay. I didn't check out his hospitality room. It could have been great. It could have been awful. I don't know. But he had one, and that mm-hmm. makes him super serious about running for governor.
So you're saying that State Superintendent Tony Evers did not have a hospitality room?
No. Are we on to the next category now?
I think so.
Do you need to play music?
Yeah.
Is it what you wanna do? Oh, think it over.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Slow jams, baby. Tony Evers is thinking it over. Well, Tony Evers wasn't on any gubernatorial list until mm-hmm. like a week or so ago.
And he's like, oh, hey, you know what? I think I might be running for governor. We'll see.
Yeah. And Tony Evers he's one of the only Democrats. He's technically a nonpartisan, but he's Democrat and holds statewide office and won a landslide this year. In a low turnout nonpartisan election,
right,
but he's won three times statewide, and he won big this year. And coming off big losses in 2016, a lot of Democrats are looking at Tony Evers and saying, hey, there's a guy who won, and we mm-hmm. like him. He's not going to give this big, fiery speech. He's not going to – he maybe doesn't have, like, the swagger of a Paul Soglin,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a ton of money like Andy Gronick.
But, I mean, he is the face of public schools
yeah.
in Wisconsin.
Here's what I mean. Tony Evers has won, first of all. Small elections, but he's won. And then his story is pretty compelling. I mean, he's a cancer survivor. He's dedicated his life to public schools. And he'll talk to you about it in a very kind of conversational way.
Mm-hmm.
He might, like, drift off into educational jargon there a bit. But he's different than the other candidates who are on the list. So, and he knows what it's like to run a statewide race, however smaller that is than a governor's race.
Mm-hmm.
So that could shake things up if he gets in. but he's thinking it over.
All right, anybody anyway, else?
Kurt Kober. He's a businessman who told WisPolitics he's exploring it. Also, Susan Happ, she ran for attorney general in 2014. Had a pretty memorable ad where she was riding on a Harley.
Ooh.
And, you know, she supports, like, gun rights, a little different than a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
She's district attorney from Jefferson County. Malin Mitchell ran as lieutenant governor in the recall election. He's head of the state's firefighters union and has been kind of rumored as a Democratic candidate for governor off and on since he ran for lieutenant governor. And then Gordon Hintz, Oshkosh state representative on the budget committee, who has not ruled it out, but he's definitely in that thinking it over category.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Sean Johnson is WBR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
And John K. Wilson, I never say this part. John K. Wilson is our resident politics nerd.
What's even better than a fully stocked hospitality suite? You guessed it, it's subscribing to the podcast on iTunes. You can also rate and review it there. Or if you prefer, you can head on over to Google Play or a bunch of your other favorite podcatching apps. And of course, all of our back episodes are available anytime at wpr.org/politics. We write it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it.